Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Kelly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Kelly. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Reagan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Reagan. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. Wagner tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. One out. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Roman pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Bill Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Holtgrave now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cash strikes out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Kelly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 6 to nothing, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Hauser moves to third. It's 7 to nothing, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Redmond pinch hits for Vern Holtgrave. Wayne Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redmond takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Alvis moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 3 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo strikes out. 1 out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hauser is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leo Marantet now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-4 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.